So now I want to suggest we do a short exercise to help consciously clear any memories we may have of dying in other lifetimes, from the previous exercises in earlier sessions, from other regression experiences you may have had with different teachers, or possibly from spontaneous memories that have come to you in meditation or other states of altered consciousness. So I'd like to suggest that you make yourself comfortable. And when you're ready and comfortable, simply close your eyes. And just recall the past lifetime experience that you had where you went all the way to your death, possibly the last exercise that you did in this series. Just find yourself shortly before the moment of death. Where are you? What is going on around you? Is there turmoil? Or is it peaceful? If it is peaceful, simply notice the circumstances you are in, where you are lying, if there is anyone with you, accompanying your transition. And simply note as you lie there what thoughts and feelings are on your mind as you approach this last moment on earth and move into transition. Do you think back over your life? Are there very little thoughts? Are you ready to leave? Do you feel complete? Is there a predominant thought on your mind, an obsessive thought? Is there any kind of emotional heaviness or charge with you? Sadness, bitterness, maybe, anger, feelings of frustration, possibly that your life was wasted. Just observe these feelings, let them be. These, in fact, are your dying feelings and thoughts. Now move forward in time to that very last moment as your heart finally ceases beating and you let go of that last breath and feel how it is that your consciousness simply detaches itself from the body. And you find yourself either expanding or floating up or leaving in some other way. Just let that happen. Experience it fully, but know consciously that that life is over. See where you go now. If this is a peaceful death, you will probably rise above that body fairly swiftly, leaving it behind. Again, be aware of your thoughts as you leave. Are you relieved to be leaving? Are you sad? Is there anybody below on the earth, maybe close to your body, that you needed to say goodbye to? Or needed to say something to? Someone you feel unfinished with? Let those words and thoughts come now. Address them to that person or persons as if you could speak to them. Finish it. Say it now. You'll feel relieved, better, lighter. Even if these thoughts are angry, even if these thoughts are bitter, express them. Let them go. Now, if your passage to the other world, your passage through death is a difficult one, see if you can be aware exactly of what happens. If necessary, slow your transition down to be aware of the physical trauma you go through and exactly how it comes to an end. If you are struggling in some kind of way to hold on to your life, to breathe, to hold on to some object, fighting for your life. Notice how tense you are. Notice what parts of your body are grappling or struggling or holding in some way or another. Simply be aware of that deep struggle to maintain control, that deep refusal to pass over. Rightly or wrongly, this is what you are doing at this moment. And yet, you are also aware that the life force is finally running out fully. And there comes a point where, as it runs out completely, your heart stops beating, your breath ceases, and you feel yourself leaving, detaching, going somewhere else. And as that happens, notice what happens to your body. Notice if you are still carrying that tightness, the pain of wounding, the grappling with somebody, the physical pain of some kind of torture or violent execution. How are you still experiencing the contractions, the blocking, the numbing, the tension, the fighting, or the struggle? Notice now, as you rise up above the body, that you are not in it. It may be hard to look at this body if violence has been done to it, but do it anyway. Know that whatever was done to that body, it is finished. It is over. Nobody can hurt you now. Nobody can ever cause that pain again unless you allow it or choose it. It is time to let go of it. And as you begin to let go of that body, start to release those feelings of tension that you may be rerunning today in this body. Your hands, your arms, your neck, your chest, your legs. Just check out any part of your body which is still replaying those tensions, those struggles. But this time realize you don't need to do that. Even tell your body to let go of those struggles. They're not appropriate. They don't belong anymore in this body. They're finished. And now, as your consciousness starts to rise up in your subtle body, your energy body, freed from the physical plane, notice still anything else you are carrying with you in the way of feelings. Again, sadness, longing, anger, guilt, shame. What were you left with at the end of that life? Did it feel complete or incomplete? If it felt complete, fulfilled, and satisfied, you may feel yourself rising up very easily and passing quickly into higher realms. If there were things that were unfinished in that life, it is good now to be aware of them. Just notice the feelings you are carrying. Possibly you feel consumed with guilt. Are there people that you harmed in that lifetime? Are there any that you wish you had done more for? Are there those who suffered because of actions you performed, orders you gave, activities you initiated? If you're still feeling responsible for those things, I want you to go and find the spirits of those you hurt or those you feel that you have wronged in some form. It doesn't matter whether you look for them on the earth plane or in the spirit world. You have a strong connection with them as a result of what you have done. And it is time to change that connection and to release this guilt. Are they angry at you when you see them? Can you let them express their anger? Can you ask for forgiveness? Are they ready to forgive you? Take a little time tell them you are sorry, if you genuinely feel that. Know that that life is over. Tell them, with the help of your higher consciousness, that you probably would never wish to do anything remotely like that again. Take your time. You may need to continue this dialogue when the exercise is finished. Forgiveness doesn't always come immediately. If you have any sadness or feeling of loss or separation from someone you knew on the earth, if this is the case, what it is you take with you, what is unfinished, look around and see if that being that you were separated from is up here in this middle realm of the Bardo. A loved one, a child, a parent, friend, colleagues, teachers, anyone that you were separated from prematurely or violently. If they died too, on the earth or died ahead of you, they're here somewhere. Look for them. Go and find them. Ask them to come to you. They will come. If you have difficulty in finding them, simply imagine them as you remember them on the earth. That image will bring their spirit. Let it happen. Yes, there they are. There is that person that you were separated from, that you lost, that you loved, that you cherished. Remember that deep relationship. Perhaps you go towards them to greet them. Perhaps you feel yourself holding them, hugging them, being reunited. Let it happen. Let your heart open again. Let the tears flow, if they need to. Know that you will never be separated again, because you found your connection in the spirit. Possibly you leave with feelings that you have been hurt or betrayed by somebody. Feelings that leave you with anger or bitterness. Is there someone who hurt you on the earth, who was brutal, who misused their power, that you wish to speak to, that you wish to express the feelings that you still feel, that you are unfinished with? Look for them in the spirit world. Look around you. If that person was very powerful, or if it was a group of people and you feel weak and afraid to confront them, you will need some help. Ask for helpers. Ask for help possibly from ancestors, other relatives, family members. Maybe you wish to call in a powerful animal. There are many powerful spirit animals that can help you in this realm. Perhaps a lion, or a bear, or a cougar, or an elephant. Something with powerful energy that can make you feel strong when you stand up to those who have oppressed you or abused you. So now that you feel strengthened, face those who abused you. What do you have to say to them? Are you angry? Or has your anger disappeared? Do you feel sorry for them? Or do you just need to tell them to finish, to stop? Or possibly you need to be separated from them. You need to dismiss them. Tell them you want nothing more to do with them. Separate from them. If you feel very bound to them in some way and cannot separate easily from them, just look into your subtle body, your energy body, and notice if you have any cords of light, subtle cords that are attaching you to these beings. If you do, you can cut those cords. You can sever them. Imagine you have a large pair of shears or imagine that there is an animal with sharp teeth who can help you. Cut those threads. Sever them. Separate yourself once and for all from those with whom you have had such difficult conflicts. It is over now. It is finished. There is no need to repeat it. And when you have severed those cords, just tie a knot in them, tie a knot in yours, and throw away the cord back to the other. You are finished now. You do not need to continue with that being. Another possible feeling that you may be left with from that lifetime is one of being humiliated or shamed by a group of people who hurt you, punished you, executed you, may have been a particularly horrible death with many people watching. And those people watching had all kinds of feelings and motives that you somehow took on. Again, you might need to find beings who can strengthen you and help you as you face them. Find members of your old community before you died. Ask for help from your ancestors, the elders of your tribe, your old teachers, your old masters. Feel them around you. Know that you are innocent. Call on their support. And now that you've done this, see that village, see that crowd, that group of people who humiliated you, shamed you in public, and possibly did horrible things to you physically. It is over. It is finished. But you need to tell them exactly what you feel. You need to stand up for yourself again. Assert that you are a good person, that you were innocent. You did not deserve that punishment. Do it now. Say it. Stand strong and tall. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Perhaps they have a lot to be ashamed of. Rebalance the situation. Take back your own power. Possibly there are other feelings and unfinished thoughts and words that you need to express to someone in the life that you have just lived. If there are particular thoughts or words that are still with you, again, search for that being in the spirit world. Call up their image. Bring them before you. And say and finish with what you need to say. Get it off your chest. Out of your throat. Don't hold those words and thoughts there any longer. It may be an apology. It may be an assertion of something you knew, something you wish to claim, reclaim. There are many possibilities. Do it now. And if you feel afraid, call upon help in the ways I've just suggested. Spend as long as you need doing this. You may wish to turn this exercise off and do it quietly as a meditation. You may wish to write down your dialogue. Continue it until it feels finished, until you feel clear. Take as much time as you need. When you've done your clearing, when it seems completed, you are ready to go now to a higher level. To go up closer to that realm of light that we called the third level, where you're close to your teachers, your masters, your guides. You may feel them around you already. You may see them. It doesn't matter whether you see them or feel them. Just know that this is a realm where you are loved and guided and where there is great wisdom. So now in this higher realm of consciousness, drawing upon all that is highest and most evolved in your soul, just look back over that lifetime and ask your inner wisdom or your helpers, what was the chief learning? What did I come to earth to learn in that lifetime? To see, to understand? Or possibly, what did I fail to learn? What was the missed opportunity? Know that opportunities are always offered again in the spirit. That it wasn't a one-time opportunity, there will be others. But it is important to be aware of what was not learned. Was there a particular experience that you needed to have in that lifetime to mature, to grow more self-conscious, more self-aware? Was there a point in that lifetime where things went particularly wrong? Did you feel responsible? Were others responsible? Whichever way it was, what did you learn from the experience? What might you need still to work on that was not learned, that was not completed? When you look at the lifetime as a whole, however short, however wretched, do you see there is a meaning to it, taken as a whole? Ask if it needs to be seen as part of a greater pattern. Ask to be shown glimpses of other lifetimes that are connected to it. Possibly this is another lifetime you will need to see in a future exercise or regression. Perhaps you need to see a whole chain of lifetimes eventually. If your helpers or guides show this to you, take your time. Look at them. Don't jump to conclusions immediately. Their meaning will eventually become clear. Looking back at this one lifetime again, is there something you might have done differently? Is there some different attitude you might have taken to this challenge, this time on earth with its potential for learning? Was there one particular fixed thought, attitude, state of mind, deep complex that was standing in your way of growing? Can you see it more clearly now? Now that you see it more clearly, now that you see the mistakes you may have made, do you have to repeat that pattern today? Are you ready to change it? And finally, as a close to this review, looking back over that life, looking at the events, the happenings, the changes, the learnings, how are those events mirrors or somehow the background to events that have happened in your life today? How have you been rerunning those themes? Those turning points, those points of tragedy. Do you need to rerun them now that you see what they are? Can you recognize that character, that personality that you were, has somehow been in you all this time up to today? And that the hold they have had on your consciousness need not be so strong. Now we are aware that all these themes, in fact, belong to the past and not to the present. In other words, are you willing to let go of the attachment to that story, to that drama in the past, and know that it is not necessary to repeat those themes? Take your time. There may be much to reflect on. And when you finish listening to this exercise, take a notebook and sit quietly and go over the themes, writing down anything you need, maybe continuing to talk to your helpers, your teachers, your guides, who you've met in this state of great clarity in between lifetimes. Finally, one last question you might wish to ask yourself, or it may already have occurred to you. Are there any people in that life you have just reviewed and experienced who remind you of beings in your life today? Members of your family, friends, lovers, and so on. If the recognition is obvious, it is highly likely to be correct. But you don't have to labor it. You don't have to force recognition where it doesn't come spontaneously. Sometimes we recognize several beings in one lifetime. Often we don't recognize anyone at all. But it is a good question to ask. It helps us understand how we return to work out things that were unfinished in one lifetime and try to complete them in another. So this is as far as you need to go in this exercise. You can return to it at any time you like and ask new questions and ask for further guidance. So, as you finish this exercise, come back fully into your physical body. Be aware of where you are sitting as you are listening to this. Begin to open your eyes. Come back into the room. Move your body and know that you are physically present here, now, in this life, and that the exercise is over.